We are learning with Sechta Saita, Daf Lamed Chesam Abeis, and we are beginning two lines from the top of Daf Lamed Chesam Abeis. The Gemara starts off with a simin of different members of Rabbi Shua Melevi. Simin Misave, Levrocha, Duchan, Bavoida, Kois, Makir, Nena, Be'egla. Om Rabbi Shua Melevi, Menayin Shekar Yisbaruch Hu Misave, L'Birchas Kahanim. How do you know that Kar Yisbaruch Hu desires the Birchas Kahanim? Hashem wants the Kahanim to bench Klai Yisrael. Shenem says in the Pasuk, V'samu es Shemi Abnei Yisrael, V'ani Yavarachem. And Rashi learns, what's the pshat? The pshat is, v'somu es shemi, it sounds like Hashem's kaviyachal telling Kahanim, I want you to put my name on Bnei Yisrael. He's misave, that I want you to bench Klai Yisrael. Masha says pshat is, from the word v'aniv arachem, because like Rashi will say later on, that the word v'aniv arachem is going, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the Kahanim, you put my name on Klai Yisrael, and I'll come and bench Klai Yisrael. V'aniv arachem is going on Klai Yisrael. Some Tanoim learn, v'aniv arachem is going on the Kahanim. But Rashi brings down that according to our Gemara, in the next Gemara's before like that, that v'aniv arachem is going on Klai Yisrael. So that's the makar, according to the Masha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu misavel b'rechas kahanim, because it says v'aniv arachem. Any kohen that gives a bracha to Klai Yisrael gets benched. If he does not give the bracha, he does not get benched. Shenem is the pasuk. From this pasuk that says by Vamavinu that it says whoever benches Klai Yisrael, I'll come bench them. That's how we know that kahanim who bench Klai Yisrael get benched. Like Rashi speaks out from the words of Aniv Arachem is not a raya. That means that Kadosh Baruch Hu will give a bracha to Klai Yisrael. Like Rashi speaks out. Ilu Aniv Arachem Yisrael kohi. Rabbi Akiva. So Rashi speaks out. The next member of Shmuel Levi, called Koyin She'ena Oilo Duchan Oyva B'Shloisha Asay. If a Koyin does not go up to Duchan, he's over three Asay. And the Rishonim speak out to Sirosh and others. That's only if you call the Koyin. You tell him, come bench Klai Yisrael. And he doesn't. He refuses. He's over three Asay. What are the three Asay? Koyin Sevaruchu Emor Lahem V'Samu Eshemi. He's over these three Asay. If he does not go and bench Klai Yisrael. Rav Omer, a different problem if he doesn't go. Chayish Hashem ben Grusha ben Chalutzuhu. We start being Chayishes. Maybe he's not a kosher or a kain. Maybe he's a chol because he doesn't want to bench Klai Yisrael. But loy pli, they're not arguing. They're both true. Other solical problem, if he goes sometimes to Duchen, so then we know he's not a ben Grusha ben Chalutzuhu, but he's over the three Asay. Had loy solical problem, but if he never goes, then it's even worse than the over three Asay. We assume he's a chol. We assume he's a apostle or kain because he's not. He never goes to Duchen. Avraham Yeshua ben Levi. If you don't go up by Ritzei, that's part of Shemoneh Esrei, it's called Avoida. So Bechzor HaShashatz by Ritzei, it ends by HaMachazir Shechinasai L'Tzioin. If you don't go up then for Duchening, you can't go up anymore. Shemoneh Ma'at says in the Pasuk, Vayisa Aaron es Yodav al-Om, Vayivarachem, Vayirid Ma'at Sechadis Vayil v'Ashlomim. So you see, Aaron was up there b'shasta avoida of doing the chatas to oilon shlomim mal ha'alom ba'avoida. Just like there, he went up b'shasta avoida. Av kan ba'avoida. Here also, he has to be up there ba'avoida. Avadi iduchins. We have duchening after the haidah, middle of haidah, after the bracha of moedim. But he has to go up to the duchan by avoida. Any freaking marvel. Ami Ravasi, Salki, they went up even after Ritzei, even after avoida. So Gemara answers. Ami Ravasi mi korav aki karayu. They right away started moving, but they didn't reach there until after Ritzei. But you have to start moving by Ritzei. That's a lachal maisa. If you already started moving by Ritzei, that's enough. So by Ritzei, if the Kayin and Hanim are not moving, they can't go up anymore. So that's why, by the beginning of Ritzei, they have to start walking towards the front of the shul. And if not, they cannot be oila anymore. And a similar idea that you see that Okar as Raglav helps, Vatanami, it says in the Mishnah that if a Kohen is dying for the Amid, he shouldn't do him because he might get mixed up by Sim Shalom. But it says in the Mishnah, Im Haftachosa Shinoises Kapov, the Choizel Tvilasa, if he's very confident that he could do him and then go back to davening and not get mixed up, Rishoy, then he's allowed to do him. He didn't move towards the Duchan, so he didn't go up, so he missed it. Ella, the Nod Porta, he moves a little bit by Ritzei towards the Amud. Hakanami, the Oka Porta, he moves a little bit towards the Amud. And Hakanami, see here also by Rav Aravasi, same type of idea. You move already, that's showing that I want to go be Oila. That's enough if you do that, Bashas Ritzei. Vamra Vishuma Levi, the next member has nothing to do with Duchening. Vamra Vishuma Levi, Ein Noistin Kosha Brachel of Arachel Toivayin. When you give someone the Zimun, which in those times, when whoever did Zimun was mighty, everyone benching, you should only give it to the Toivayin. Shnema Toivayin Hu Yivayrach, Kinosim Alach Miladal. Give the bracha to the Toivayin, to the one who has Toivayin, I'll take you Yivayrach, Ali Yivarech. Toivayin Hu Yivarech, he should bench, because the Toivayin should bench. And Rashi explains, what's mean a toiv ayin? Rashi says Someone who hates money, he doesn't run after money, and he does chesed with his money. That's called toivayin. And he should give the bracha, because bracha has shaykhs to toivayin. That's the shaykh. Bracha has shaykhs to toivayin. Zog the maravayt, the non-mer mishum alevi. Ver mishum alevi. Menayin shafilo oifos makirin betzari ayin. How do you know that even birds realize who a miser, you know, realize the miser is. They recognize who's a miser. Shenem is in the pasuk. This pasuk is talking about after someone who tries to steal money from people. It says in the pasuk there, and the pasukah before, Mishlei, we're talking about someone who steals money. It says afterwards, kichino mezoira harashas be'enei kol bal konav. You're wasting your time putting out the seeds in the net, because the oifes are not coming to you. And the Mashal explains that even though really a oif has no das, how does he know taka who is a miser? And he's not going to come to there to get trapped by them. So the Mashal is tupshatim. Says havade the reading Mashal now. Havade the oifes ain't bnei das v'seichel hakir b'zeh. Avakama goes baruch ha mespiel chachai rotzoin ain't mazvin a mazoin lo oifes. It'll say that it's tzaydei tzori ayin. I'm not gonna let the oifes come there. Inami not upshat because Makav Shalom Shalom says the oifes only come if they usually this guy gives them food. He all the time gives them food, so he'll come now and they'll get trapped. But if they never gives food to anyone, the oifes never come around anyway. They're never gonna come here to get trapped. That's how they realize tzori ayin and they don't come. Varmon Shuma Levi call Nene mitzori ayin over balav. And it was Nene has enough from mitzori ayin over balav. She never said in the pasuk al tilcham, which is lesson of eating food. Al tilcham es lechem ra ayin. Don't eat the food of a ra ayin. Just like he's so bitter, the same way that when he's telling you eat a drink, he's really bitter about it. He doesn't really mean it, and therefore don't eat from him. It says in the pasuk, "Al tilcham es lechem ra'ayin, but al tisav lematoisav." Don't desire his matams. You over two lav. We had a simon by the beginning. We went through already. Misava, Lavracha, Ducha, Bavoida, Kois, Makir, Nena. Now, last one, Be'egla. Rav Meshuva Levi. Ain't Egla Rufa Ba'el B'Shul Tzari Ayin. The whole Egla Rufa comes because of Tzari Ayin. Shnem says in the Pasuk, Va'anu Va'amru, that when they bring the Egla Rufa, the Bezdin says, Yedeinu L'Shavchu Es Adam Azeh. We didn't spill this dam. We found a dead person, we didn't do it. Great thing, Gemara, V'chiali Beinu, also, Shazikli Bezdin, Shoyf Chedam, do we think for a second that the Bezdin is the one that murdered this person? Shoyf Chedamim, Ela, Loi Bala, Yadeinu, Paratarim, V'lerinu, V'lerinachnu. What does that mean? Loi Bala, Yadeinu, Paratarim, V'lerinachnu. The Bezdin says, they didn't come to our city, this person did not come to our city, and we left him without Mazinus. Because if you leave him without Mazinus, Rashi says, interesting Peshat, he says, if you didn't leave him Mazinus, so he's probably starving, and he tried to grab Mazinus from someone, and they killed him. So we said, no, we gave him Mazinus. And also, we didn't leave him off without being malav him, a chabura to go with him. Because if someone goes themselves, it's very dangerous. But if he starts off with a chabura, it gives him confidence and he gives him, and therefore people are scared to start off with him. Amrav Adam, Amrav Simloi. Beisak Knesses, back to the halachas of Brichas Kahanim. Amrav Adam, Amrav Simloi. Beisak Knesses is Kula Kahanim. Unless you have a Beisak Knesses, the only Kahanim. Kulan oil the duchan. They all go up to duchan. Even there's no one in the crowd. Who are you benching? To the achayim shivasodas, which means the people, the klai Yisrael in the sodas. Great thing. The nation that's standing behind the shul, behind the kahanim, ain't a b'chal bracha. They're not b'chal bracha. So what's the help? How are you benching them? They're not in the shul. Loikasha hod anisi hod loanisi. If someone's a oynis, then even though they're not in the Beis HaKnesses, they get the Birchas Kahanim. Loyanis, it means people who are dafka, they could be in the Beis HaKnesses, but they dafka go behind the Kahanim. They dafka, because they say, I don't care about the Bracha. And they don't have the will or the desire even to go in front of the Kahanim. They stand behind the Kahanim. Those people don't get the Bracha. That's Loyanis. Vatani Rav Shimi Bibirasa Deshchairi, and Rav Shimi from the Bira. The Bira can mean either a capital or means the a castle of the Shichar is the name of a place. So he said over basic Knesset Shakula Kahanim Miksasam Ainim Amen. It says by the basic Knesset full of Kahanim, some Duchen and some say Amen. So it's Stiro. You said the whole everyone Duchen. Here it says that they split up. Like Kasha, the Shtai Be'asara, the Shtai Be'asara. If there's 10 Kahanim, more than 10 Kahanim, so anything more than 10 duchens, but the 10 stay in the crowd and they answer amen. But if it's not a minion in the crowd, then everyone duchens. So it means you have to have at least more than 10 in order that there should be someone in the crowd. So Gufa, we learned, Tana Abba Brei Rav Miyam, Rachia, Am Shacharei Kahanim, the nation that's behind the Kahanim, in Mechal Bracha, not Mechal Bracha. So Gemara says, let's look at a shul. Pshita. Arichi ba'api gutzi loy mafsik. That's pashut. In the shul, if there's a tall guy in front of a short guy, that's not mafsik. That's not called a hefsik. Teva loy mafsika. If the Arna Kodesh, in those days, a lot of times, the Arna Kodesh was not only on the Mizrach Vant, it was in the middle of the shul somewhere, it's also not mafsik. Since it's sarach tefillah, it's not mafsik. The question like this, mechitza mai. Let's say there's a mechitza in the shul. Is that a hefsik or not? Now, Tosha speaks out, it's pashut, we're talking about loy onis. Because if you're onis and you're behind the mechitza, it's pashut. It's not worse than Achayim Shevesadis that work with your Oinus. So here means you're not an Oinus, and you're behind Mechitza. What's the halacha? So Tais asks, okay, so why is it not like an Am Shachere Kahanim? Isn't like the people standing behind the Kahanim? It says there, you're showing clearly, Adam, that bracha is not Chashuva. But here, you're behind the Mechitza, but you're still facing the Kahanim. You know if you're behind Mechitza, so you're listening in the Ezra Noshim, you're facing the Kahanim, you're in the Mechitza, you're behind the Mechitza, maybe there it's better. What's the halacha? Toshimadra Meshuvah Levi, Afilu Mechitza Shal Barzal, Inu Afsekas, Ben Yisrael, Levim Shal Shemayim. Even Mechitza Shal Barzal is not mafsik between Klai Yisrael and Levim Shal Shemayim, and the Duchening does work, even if there's a Mechitza in between. Even if there's a Mechitza in between, as long as you're facing the Kahanim, that's fine. Ebailu Utsdodamahu, what about to the sides of the Kahanim? Which means, to the sides. Like, it could be behind them, to the sides. What is the side? What's the halacha sides? Maybe direct in front of them, or to the sides? Oma Abba Mar Baravashi will bring a raya from Halacha by Parah Aduma. When you spritz the Parah Aduma dam, you have to have kavana. Toshima, Tanan, it's Gamal Hazel Fon. You're trying for the people to hit the Kalim or the people in front of you. Rashi is the one. Kalim, you're trying to spritz the Kalim in front of you. He's Lacherb, and it landed up going backwards. Or he tried to go Lacherb, he tried to spritz behind him, but he's Lafonov, and I went in front of him. Hazi also Psula. It's puzzle. Why? Because you have to have kavana. What about Lefanov? He tried to in front of you. He's out to Lefanov, and it went to the side that's in front of you, which means anything that's in front of you, even to the side, has also ksheira. The has also ksheira. Zograshi here also. Achinami Zograshi. Im dem stadim shal kain hemenu v'lahalon b'chal brachain. Anyone in front of you, even if it's to the side, is part of the bracha. But anyway, to behind you, even to the side, if it's behind you, it's no good. Now, there's a big shaila, if it's mamish even to the person, what's the halakha? Rick Vega talks about that. So it's definitely, you have to be careful, be in front of the kayan, even to the side, but avada, we paskin, even to the side, as long as it's in front of the kayan, it works, it's called panim, kenega panim, and you yaitza, and you get the bracha of the birchas kahanim.